We argued about the car, and that's when she said she was moving out. That came as quite a shock.
And when she left, she took the car.
Mother and daughter aren't on the same page.
You say you sold your daughter a car.
Originally, she wanted to give me the car.
She made no payments on the car for 7 months. Then she moved out, and then you sue her.
Can they meet each other halfway?
You have the following two choices. These are your two choices.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
Deborah Brown is suing her daughter, 23-year-old Amber Wynn, for the unpaid balance on a car she sold her. Amber claims the car was a gift.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 575 on the calendar in the matter of Brown versus Wynn.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
How old are you, Miss Wynn?
23.
Have you always lived at home?
Not always.
Did you move out when you were 18, 19, 20?
Well, I went to college when I was 18, stayed out there for 2 years, came home, stayed with my mom, and then I moved out for about 2 years, and then I came back.
When did you move back with your mother?
When I was like 21.
So you've been there for 2 years?
Pretty much.
At your mother's house for 2 years. Okay,
yes,
this is
ma'am.
What the case is about. You say you sold your daughter a car that was all paid for. There were no notes or anything on the car.
Right.
And you sold it to her. You sold it to her for $5,000. She says you never sold her the car. You gave her the car. She needed a car. She was living at home at the time. Gave her the car. Didn't come after her for money until you started to have disagreements with her about lifestyle. She has a counterclaim. She says that you told her to leave the house. She had to leave the house, which caused a great deal of disruption in her life. That counterclaim's dismissed. Your mother can tell you when to get out if you're 23 years old. She doesn't have to take care of you forever. She has to take care of you until you're 18 years old. After that, you got to take care of yourself if she doesn't want you home. Okay. So now let's deal with the car. In what month and year did you put the car in your daughter's name?
It was in February when I had gotten her a job.
February of 2014?
13.
And when did you put her out of the house?
I did not put her out.
When did she leave the house?
She left about, I want to say around August.
August of 2013?
Yes.
And when she left, she took the car?
Yes, she did.
And you made this arrangement, according to you?
Yes.
In February?
Yes.
And you agreed to sell her the car for $5,000?
Yes.
She was supposed to pay you every week or every month?
Well, however she wanted to do it, but
no, that's not an agreement. Not however she wanted to do it. Between February of 2013, Miss Brown,
mm-hmm.
and August of 2013, February, March, April, May, June, July, and August, did your daughter make any payments on the car?
No.
Okay. Well, you see your problem, Miss Brown. She made no payments on the car for 7 months. Then she moved out, and then you sue her. Do you see that as a problem?
I do, but there was also one other point, was that she had wrecked her car the August before.
Yeah.
And she was supposed to pay me with whatever money she got out of that, plus make payments. None of that ever happened.
Just a second. With whatever she got out of what?
From her car wreck.
Did you sue somebody?
Yes, ma'am.
For injuries?
Yes, for injuries and for totaling my car.
Did you ever collect any money?
I did.
When?
It was like in October.
October?
October, November.
After you left your mother's house?
After.
How much did you receive?
After paying my lawyers and doctor fees, it was like $1,000.
How much was the total award?
Between $3,000 and $4,000.
And your lawyer took their expenses and then their part of the fee?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Shouldn't get enough money to pay for the car.
Right, but she could have made payments if she had moved out.
Well, you had a totally paid off car. Your daughter's car was totaled. She was in an accident. Did you and your daughter have conversations about how much she might be receiving by way of a settlement for the accident?
We had no idea.
Did you anticipate, listen to my question, that it would be at least $5,000?
Maybe. No, I doubt that because I didn't think the value of her car was that much.
But she also claimed injuries.
Right.
So between the value of her car and the injuries, did you anticipate that that would be enough to cover the car?
Not really.
Well. What arrangements did you make with regard to the car? You turned the title over to her.
I did.
Go ahead.
And I expected her to start making payments. Instead, she moved out.
No, she didn't move out until August. And she was living at home, so it would have been easier for her to pay you. Not after she moved out. After
no.
she moved out, she's got to pay rent someplace. It's harder.
That's right, and I didn't expect for her to move out. That came as quite a shock. That came as a shock.
So?
We argued about the car, and that's when she said she was moving out.
What did you argue about the car?
Because I wasn't getting any money for it. She wasn't paying me like she was supposed to.
She hadn't gotten a settlement yet.
Well, and she still would have to pay something in the meantime.
Well, what was your arrangement with her when you turned the title over with her? That's what I'm trying to understand.
That she would make monthly payments. We would see what it would be based on the settlement as well. But at least she could have started paying $100 a month, $100 a payday, anything.
Well, that is something that's between mother and daughter. That's not a contract. A contract is, I am going to sell you a car for $5,000. You don't have to put anything down, but you have to make monthly payments of $100 a month, every month, for the car. That's a contract. Not what you think she could have been paying, $100 a month for the car, and she was working, and then she would pay a little more if she got a settlement. She got a settlement of, what'd you do with the $1,000, by the way?
Pay bills.
Did you ever have a discussion with your mother with regard to paying her out of the settlement for the car?
Originally, she wanted to give me the car. And I said, well, since you're going to give me this car, when I get my settlement money, I'll give you money out of that, and I will make payments.
And?
However, I wasn't making enough money.
Okay.
When I moved out to pay her.
Well, according to you, I don't believe the second part that you said, then I'll make payments. You know, I don't believe that. I don't believe either one of you. But I can imagine you having a conversation that when I get a settlement check for my car, I'll give you the money for that towards this gift that you're making to me. I can actually believe that.
And I did tell her I made payments because she just paid her car off and she wanted a new car.
Well, then if that's what you're saying, then you can go and do that. You don't need me to rule on it. You can take care of this yourself. Do you understand?
I understand.
You have the following two choices. These are your two choices. You got $1,000 in a settlement for the car. I'm prepared to award your mother that $1,000. Or you can take this up with your mother as a mother and a daughter, and I'm not prepared to make any ruling. Do you understand?
Yes.
Perfect. What's your pleasure? What's your pleasure? I'll make the decision for you. Go out like mother and daughter and figure it out yourselves. That's all.
Is there excuse you may step out?
Yeah, we tried talking about it, but it didn't work.
I want her to be more responsible.
She wants me to be her baby.
That we're fine and mother-daughter relationship, as it should be.
It's my mama. I love her.
I love my daughter.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Cherry Burge versus Pasco. Step forward.
Robert Cherry and his husband, John Burge, are suing Patricia Pasco for vet bills after her dog attacked their chihuahua.
What kind of a dog do you have?
Chihuahua.
That's the dog?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Sweet dog. And you have a large dog. You have a pit bull.
I do. Pit bull boxer mix.
Your dog injured the plaintiff's dog. There's no issue with regard to that. It happened while you were walking. You didn't know each other. You were both walking your dogs, and your dogs were both leashed.
Correct.
So neither of you was breaking the law. Your dog had had a bad day, Ms. Pasco. Your dog, according to your answer, had been attacked by a raccoon earlier that day.
Earlier.
At what time?
Oh, it would have been maybe about 7 in the morning, 6 or 7.
And on what date did this incident occur?
February the 15th.
At what time?
Probably around 11, 12, something like that.
Exactly, so, closer to 1 o'clock.
Was it? Yeah.
And it was so nursed. Within 5 or 6 hours of your dog being attacked by a raccoon. Where was the dog attacked by a raccoon?
Underneath my house.
So your dog was out in the backyard by itself?
It's fenced in.
Fenced, but by itself?
Right.
Did the dog have any injury?
Little slash marks across his nose.
Did you see the attack?
No, I did not.
How did you know it was a raccoon?
Because you could hear him under the house. They hiss.
Okay, now you're walking your dog, you're walking your dog. Do you want to tell me, Ms. Pasco, your version first of the events? Because we have certain things that we agree on. Both dogs are on the leash. His dog was injured by your dog. So you are going to tell me why it's not your fault or your responsibility. Perhaps not your fault, but your responsibility. Go ahead.
Okay. As I said, February the 15th, we had been out on a 22-block walk, which we would do twice a day, every day, for 4 years. And as we were walking down the street, we had gone into the UPS store, spent a lot of time there. He was rolling on his back, playing.
No, just tell me what happened, would you?
Just the two of us. Okay. Well, he was in a good mood.
You were out walking your dog.
Right. So all of a sudden, I looked up Robert was walking down the street, had his little dog on a leash coming toward us.
You were coming towards each other?
True. True.
Okay.
I walked on the outer right-hand side, had Harvey, my dog, had him on a leash wrapped around my hand because I was concerned about him going out into the street. And I'm also a very responsible dog owner, making sure that my dog does not get in the way of either passengers by or whatever. His dog was on a loose leash and came running over in front of my dog and started yapping at him. And Harvey grabbed him in his mouth.
And injured him.
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Robert came up and started kicking, punching his eyes, yelling at him, and punching him.
Well, I would punch him in the eyes, too.
Yeah.
to get him to let go of my dog.
Right.
Wouldn't you?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Robert Cherry and husband John Berg claim Patricia Pascoe's dog attacked their chihuahua. Patricia claims Robert's negligence caused the incident.
Go ahead.
And Robert came up and started kicking, punching his eyes, yelling at him, and punching him.
Did he still have the dog in his mouth?
At that, it made matters worse.
Of course. Well, I would punch him in the eyes, too.
Yeah.
to get him to let go of my dog.
Right.
Wouldn't you?
Of course.
Of course.
What I would have done is either pick up my little...
No. But you would have done that. I mean, you said that as if he was doing something wrong.
He was trying
to save his dog.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And your dog was injured?
Yes.
Now your version of the event.
Okay. And we were walking down the street, Ocean Avenue, and we walked...
Was it just you and the dog?
Just me and the dog. And we go this route every day.
Yes.
Down.
But you hadn't seen each other before?
Never seen them in all the years we've been walking down this street.
Okay.
And we do have a retractable leash that goes out to 12 feet. I do not let him out the 12 feet, though.
But you let him out.
He probably had maybe 2 feet, maybe 3 feet.
Yeah, maybe a little more. Go ahead.
Yeah, maybe not much more.
Go ahead.
We're walking down the street, and I did see her coming towards us, and they were all the way on the opposite side of the sidewalk, being good. As soon as I got, like, eye to eye, it was her dog that lunged at my dog and just ran over and snatched
him. Are you telling me that your dog didn't run up and jump?
No, he did not. He was being a perfectly good dog that day. He does yap at bigger dogs from time to time. That day, he did not. He was being very good and quiet. Wasn't a peep out of him. But her dog lunged over. In fact, there were like 3 or 4 lanes of people walking past because it was a busy day in front of Walgreens that day. And he lunged across those lanes of people and grabbed my little dog and just started thrashing him all around. And she grabbed her dog's leash.
Did Miss Pascoe tell you at any time during that day or subsequently that her dog had an incident with a raccoon that day?
She did mention it later, after the fact.
Okay. How much were your vet bills?
$7,400 was the total.
Actually, no, it wasn't quite that amount. It was $6,986.
Can I see them, please?
Yeah, here's the vet invoice. She's already paid $500. I have that.
Who paid $500?
Ms. Bessler.
The defendant did.
The day after the incident.
And then I also have proof of payment if you'd like to see that.
I'd like to see it. When did you pay the $500, Ms. Pascoe?
The day after, whenever it was.
What's the day
Why?
After?
Well, I'm an animal lover, as I think many of us are. And he had to run so quickly. I gave him my card. I volunteered my card. And he wanted to get the dog to the vet.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid it just out of consideration, common courtesy. Mm-hmm. And there was no follow-up other than I got an estimate that they had sent to me. I have never seen a final bill.
Well, here it is. I'd like to show it to you.
Your Honor, add to the day of the incident, right at the incident when she was handing me her business card, she stated to me that she felt, well, apologized obviously, and felt that she was responsible for my dog's vet bill. She told me that clearly that day of the incident. So obviously I was gonna uphold that. She
well,
said it.
Well, you were gonna take care of the dog anyway.
Oh, I was gonna do it anyway. It's my baby.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take care of it.
I see.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
Mr. Robles.
Yes, ma'am.
If you think you're going to get $5,000 for those records, you're out of your mind.
Actually,
I want to explain something to you. Out of your mind.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Robert Cherry and husband John Berg claim Patricia Pascoe's dog attacked their chihuahua.
Patricia claims Robert's negligence caused the incident.
Okay, have you seen the bills?
Yes, I have. Thank you.
Well, the limit of this court's jurisdiction is $5,000, and I think actually, Ms. Pascoe, you accepted responsibility for the actions that, for the damage that your dog caused.
I just sent the $500.
It's going to. I'm speaking.
That's right.
Certainly, the vet bills are almost $7,000. Not quite, but almost $7,000. 10 bucks shy of $7,000, which means that the plaintiffs are going to have to be responsible for a substantial part of those themselves, because my maximum limit is $5,000, and you've already paid $500. You understand? Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused and they step out.
Their dog was the one who lunged in front of mine.
The fact that she said my dog lunged at her dog is just fictitious.
He seemed fine, but I'm sure he was panicked and hurt and probably in shock.
He had several broken ribs and a collapsed lung and lots of perforations from bite marks all down the side of him.
Chihuahuas can be as aggressive as pit bulls, sometimes more so.
This is my buddy. He goes with me everywhere, you know? I can't imagine not having him.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Robles versus Booker. Step forward, please.
Michael Robles is suing his ex-girlfriend, Tara Booker, for selling his record collection while he was in jail for a DUI. Tara claims Michael left her with no money to care for his animals.
Mr. Robles, Miss Booker was your girlfriend. You went to jail. You had some animals. She was in your house. Was she staying in your house for you, or had you been living together before you went to jail?
We had been living together, ma'am, with my family.
What do you mean, with your family? Who was your family? Your mother, father, sisters, brothers, who?
My mother and my father, ma'am.
Okay, so the two of you had been living with your mother and your father.
Yes.
And your dogs?
And my dogs and cats, yes.
Okay, they weren't your mother and father's dogs. They were yours.
No, they're mine, yes.
And how long have you been living with your mother and father?
For about 4 years now.
Together, with her?
She had been with me for about 2 years.
And how long were you incarcerated?
It was about 60 days, 2 months. From, I believe it was September until the middle of November, 2012.
During that time, it is your claim that Ms. Booker sold some records of yours.
Yes, ma'am.
You didn't find that out until after you got out of jail.
Yes.
They were records that you had collected. Ms. Booker says that she was taking care of your animals, and she sold those records, not at your specific direction, but she was running out of money. And according to her, you told her to...
do what I needed to do.
To...
take care of the animals.
Okay. And as a result of that statement, she pawned some of the records.
I had actually told her not to sell anything until she talked to me, and she did it. She did it without asking.
Okay, and you pawned the records?
No, actually, I sold them to a record store.
Okay, and how much did you get for them?
About 600 total. There's probably about 500 records, and he actually went to jail in September and got out right before Christmas.
Okay.
So...
okay. Mr. Robles.
Yes, ma'am.
If you think you're going to get $5,000 for those records, you're out of your mind.
Actually,
I want to explain something to you. Out of your mind.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay. Did you go back to the record store, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you try to get back any of your records?
Yeah, but they were going to make me pay the prices that they were selling them for, which
now,
is...
now, since you were in jail in December, did you go back to jail?
Yes, I did, ma'am.
So this happened with the records well over a year ago. Is that right?
About a year ago, ma'am, yes.
And when did you go back to jail again?
It was in between May of 2013 and the beginning of July of the same year.
And was that all about the same incident?
Yes, it was my DUI. I actually have everything finished on it now.
I don't care. How did you expect her to pay to take care of your animals while you were in jail?
I actually was under the assumption that she was going to ask my family for help because she had been staying there.
She sold some of your records instead. She got $600 for you. You shouldn't have done that. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $600. That's all. Step out.
Parties are excused and they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
she was supposed to pay the car note. She was supposed to pay the mortgage.
She didn't give me the money in cash. I was supposed to pick it up from someone.
She lied.
Right now, I'm not believing a whole bunch of what you're telling me.
Judge Judy.
I'd been collecting those records for about 15 years now, and they were way, way more worth than just $600.
I think it was a fair decision. I'm paying exactly what I got out of it. No more, no less.
She might not have really liked dealing with what she was dealing with, me being in jail and her having to take care of everything that was mine.
I was going
to
pay him exactly what I got, and that was it. Because I'm not a babysitter, but was stuck dealing with all that myself.
I could look all over the store, and there was vinyl of mine all over the place.
Move forward. It's over. It's done.